Samasechta Bechiris. Mishnah Sasov. Halakeach Uber Chamorish Lobikachovim. If a Jew buys the Uber, the fetus, of a Chamor, that belongs to a Goy. So know that Locher is by a Petah Chamor. If a Jew would own a Chamor, a donkey, says Petah Chamor, the first one, the Bechor, has a type of Kedusha, that you have to be Poydrit, take a Seh, and you have to give the Seh to the Koyin. So, here, that a Goy owned the Chamor, just a Jew bought the Uber, so since though the Goy owns the mother, so the Mishnah say you put them in a Bechor. There's not going to be the Klal here, that a Bechor is only Chayiv if the whole thing belongs to Yisrael. But if a Goy has anything to do with the animal, either with the mother or with the Uber, either case, you put them in a Bechor. And Rashi just says, like, how come we start off talking about Petah Chamor, over here, the Mishnah should have started off first talking about Petah Behemor, a regular Behemor, Behemoth Tahira. That here it has Kedusha on it, you bring it for Korban. So Rashi says, really, the Gemara later has the question, which also the first Perek talks about Petah Chamor, because it's a small halachas. And then the rest of the Sechta talks about halacha, Bechor, Behemoth Tahira, that's what leaves it for later. Hakov on the first Mishnah is talking about a Bechor of a Petah Chamor. So it says if a Goy owns the Chamor and the Jew bought the Uber, that's one case that you bought her. And then the opposite, what's the name of Yahamoicher Loi? Let's say the Jew owned the Chamor and he sold the Uber, he sold the baby, the fetus, he sold to a Goy. So after peace, Shayna Rishoy, even though you're not allowed to do it, there's an Issa Midrabon, you're not allowed to sell the Behemah Gasa to a Goy. That the Gemara Navoi Dezora says it's a Shailam, that maybe before you sell it to him, he'll try it out, test it, and he'll sell it to him on Friday. So he'll test it over Shabbos and he'll do malacha with it over Shabbos. So the Gzeri now let us sell the Behemah Gasa to a Goy. So here also, an Uber also applies that Issa. So that's the Mishnah says, even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, if you sell the Uber to a Goy, also the Pshita is a Ptur on the Bechor. Ha Mishtatif Loi, let's say you become a Shutif with a Goy. That means a Jew and a Goy buys a Chamor together. So also, and then it gives birth, there's no Din Bechor, there's no Din Petarechim. On a Bechor, on a Shut, on a, where the mother is Shutfis with the guy. Then the Uber also to be Shutfis, to be after. Now what's going to be the HaMekabel Hemenu? Let's say your Makabel again, that the Chamor belongs to the guy. And the Jew accepts it now to work with it, and the reward is that he'll share in the Vladis. He'll get a Chelik, one of the Vladis will go to the Jew. So even if the first Vlad, the first kid goes to the Jew, still he's part of the Bechor, since the mother belongs to a Goy. Or the other way, what's going to be the Hanoisim Le the Kabbalah, where the Jew owns the Chamor, and he gives it over to a Goy to work with it, to fatten it, and his reward would be that the first baby that comes out goes to the Goy, he will be Meshutfis. All these cases, the Mishnah says, put them in a Bechor. In all these cases, there's no mitzvah of Petah Chamor. You don't have to redeem the Bechor and give the Seh to the Kohen. Why? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, be Yisrael. Kadashli ko Bechor, be Yisrael. So it says, Lashon of the Yisrael, it says, Hiskat Shali kol Bechor be Yisrael. So the Darshan have to be Yisrael. Avloi b'yacherim. Not if it belongs to a Goy, or if a Goy has any Shutfus or any part of the Behemah, that's the Ptur, the whole thing has to belong to Yisrael. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Kol Hani Lomli, why does the Mishnah have to say so many cases? Well, let's just say one case. That if a Goy has any Shaykhah to the Chamor or to the Uber Yipata, what do you need all these cases for? So the Gemara says, yes, Srich, we need all the cases. Di Tana Lakeach, we just said the case of a Lakeach where a Jew buys the Uber off the Goy. Have him, and I would have thought to say, Mishum the Kom, I see Lol the Kedusha. Like Rashi says, there's a Svar to say that the Shaykhah is. Maybe the Rabbanan should make a kenas to say that you still have to give it to the Kohen. So, the Chiddush is no, there's no kenas with the Rabbanan. So now, if you would have just said the first case where the Jew buys the Uber off the Goyim, I would have thought to say there's no kenas because the Jew is doing something good. Like, you're buying the Uber, so now you're making like a Jewish animal. The Rashi says, Shetei Shaveses, B'Shabbos, you're not going to work with him now on Shabbos. So the Chivon, the mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah like, Lekal Mikna said, there's no svar, we should make a kenas. That's one svar. Avo Moichav, in a case where the Jew sells the Uber to the Goy, the Kamafka lo Mikdusha, he's taken it out of the Kedushas Yisrael. Like now when the Goy buys the Behemoth, he'll work with it on Shabbos also. So even though there's no Avera for the Goy to do it, But I call upon him, you're taking the animal out of like a kedusha, and therefore I would have thought to say, maybe emeliknesay. Maybe there should be a knas that you should have to, Jew should have to be paid to the uber, and Rashi says, give it to the kohen. Maybe there would have been a knas. Kamashmo, no, that there's no knas. Even though you sell the uber to the guy, that's it, the sale is chal, and you don't have to do anything about it. Now, then it says about mishtatif lo, if you become a shut, if you buy an animal together, shut for his partnership with a guy. So, lomli, what did the Mishnah that for? Korb shita. Samara says, yes, liafukim and Rabbi Yudis. Come on, lafukai, Rabbi Yudis halacha. That Yom, he said, we'll have later, Rabbi Yudis shita is, he holds shut for sadik achavim, chayevas of bechayra. He learns now, if a Jew and a guy has shut for sin a behema, and then he gives birth, it's bechoras chayevim bechayra. At least the Jew has to give his half. Half of it he has to give to the kain. So, the Mishnah teaching us not like a view the Shita. Yeah. Kamash Malan Dipturim in Abachar. No, you put them in Abachar. Then the Mishnah says on the Kabbal, let's say the Jew receives the Chamor from the Goy to work with it, and he gets reward, he gets a Vlad. So, Lomi, what do we need it for? Bishom the Kabor the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants to also Chidash of Yanaisim the Kabbalah. That if a Jew gives his Chamor to a Goy to work with it, that also you put them. So, the question is, what's the Chidash over there? The Gemara says, yes, v'hanoisim le'de kabbalah, where a Jew gives his chamorah, over to a goy to work with, to have a shutvis, not a shutvis, just the goy works and fattens it, and his reward is that if it gives birth, he keeps the vlad. So what's the chiddush? Shuvi lomali itzrich. Here there's a chiddush. Kosal kotat achamin, I would have thought to say, ho yo v'yikud heim of Yisrael, since the mother, the chamorah, belongs to the Jew. So really it's a Jewish animal. In Yisrael he, what happened? He just gave it over to a guy. He should work with it. He should fatten it right now. So I would have thought to say, liknasay, that there should be a knas over here, that when the chamor gives birth, its vlad should have a din like a bechor on it. And maybe the Jew would have to be praiderit. The Jew would have to take a stand, be praiderit. Why? Because otherwise, do mosel achlufa bebehem achriti. Because if not, I would have thought to say that it should be exerah. People make mistakes with other pet chamor. Like people know this chamor belongs to the Jew, and they won't realize that a guy gets it for his reward. So things come, you put it from a petah chamor. So men make a knas that the Jew has to be paid for it. It's kamashma, that's the chiddush in our Mishnah know, that even though you give your chamor to the guy to work with it, and it gives birth, even though he keeps the chamor, that the vlad, the bechor, you put it min ha-bechor. There's no knas. Yeah. The Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda Mata Mishvura, that even though it's also to sell a behemoth, a big behemoth, that you do work with it, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. But if the animal has a broken leg, so the guy won't be able to work with it anyway, you're allowed to. That's a Yudishita. But he doesn't make a light plug. If the animal has a broken leg, he also you're allowed to sell it to a guy. So Rabbi Yehuda Mata Mishvura, then Beseira Mata Bisus, then Beseira is Mata with the Sus, with a horse. Because Rashi explains, because a horse usually is used to ride on. Now, what's the chash here? That maybe the guy would want to borrow it, test it out from the Jew, and he'll use it over Shabbos. And since he didn't buy it yet, the animal belongs to a Jew, so like to be over the Issa Shvisas Behemta. For letting a guy work with your animal on Shabbos, you're over in Avera. But if it's only a sus, what's the most a guy would do with it? He'll ride on it. Now, riding, there's no Issa Deraisa. As you always say, Chai Noisi Asatzmai. So even if a Jew rides on his own horse, there's no Issa Deraisa Shvisas Behemta. Therefore, when Messiah is matter, you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. And we don't make any xerim, maybe come to try it out and use it on Shabbos. Because even if he does, still there's no way to derisa. That's what we learned in Masechta by the Zohar. Now the Shaila was the boiler of a question like this. Uber mala yom Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say, is a Jew allowed to sell the uber, the fetus, of his behemoth gasa to a guy? He's not selling the mud, he's only selling the fetus, the uber. What's the halacha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is not to be shvur. So what's the halacha by an uber? Time with Rabbi Yehuda, this is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Time with Rabbi Yehuda, hosam de shari, mishum de shvura. Because it's broken, so pshat is, even if you sell to a guy, and a guy takes it, there's nothing to try out. He can't do work with it, it's broken. So uber nami shavru. If he buys the fetus, also he can't work with the fetus. It doesn't do any work yet. So there should be no xavier, should be allowed to sell a fetus to a guy. Or duma maybe no. Shavura lav hainu urchei. Shavura, broken leg, it's something different. It's not normal for an animal to have a broken leg. So therefore, there's no low plug, because it's a different category. Abel uber, but a fetus, kivan the hainu urchei, it's a normal thing for every animal to have a fetus. It's normal. There's nothing abnormal. If so, even though it can't do work, but maybe it's bechlal, it's a light plug, that Rabbanan said, we don't want you to sell any behemah gasa to a guy. So maybe the uber, the fetus, is also included. And therefore, lav shover, it's not like a shover. A shover, a broken animal, that's something different altogether, it's not in the light plug. But if you just have a fetus, maybe it's still be yasa. That's our shayla. According to Yehuda, what would he say by selling the uber to the guy? So more says, Toshma, coming here. It says now, Mishnah, the amoichalai, and how many is now, if you sell the uber, you sell just the fetus to the guy. The Mishnah says, "Afal pi sheinu rishu," even though you're not allowed to do it, and still it says you put them in abchayra. But I call upon him and says you're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara says, "V'loy pola grab Yehuda." Yehuda doesn't argue on this. So Mashma Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that it's also to sell a fetus to the guy. So even though he holds a shvur is muta, you have to say though an uber is uber is different. So Mashma says, "No, maybe it's no proof." The time according to your reason, the time meich. Hamishta'ahu, Mishnah also says, Hamishta'atif loy, if you become a shut of a partner with a guy, via makabu mimenu, or else if you receive it from the guy, or else a nice and love the Kabbalah, that you part them in Abachor. Now, the like Katonya, our Mishnah does not say that Yehuda argues. And we had the Gemara before, and later on we'll have Yehuda does argue. Yehuda holds that shutras v'nakim does not part you, he's still chayiv. So the Gemara says, like Katonya, so hochanamid le poli, you want to say Yehuda doesn't argue. We don't know. We know if Yehuda does argue. Ella, what do you have to say? Polig, v'loy katoni. Avadi Rav Yehuda argues in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. So say Yochanan here also. Polig, v'loy katoni. It could be Rav Yehuda Shita is, since he holds you allowed to sell a shvura, a broken leg of an animal to a guy, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to sell a fetus also to a guy. How come a Mishnah doesn't say he argues? It's not sure. The Mishnah doesn't say all the arguments. The Mishnah just says what the Chum holds. But it could be Rav Yehuda himself would argue and hold that you are allowed to sell an uber to a guy. So you don't have a clear proof. Toshima, come in here. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaMekabel Behema Min Adi Gechavim. If a Jew receives a Behema from a guy, this could be even a Behema Gaf, a regular cow. Let's say a Jew receives to work with a cow that belongs to the guy, and the Jew's going to raise it, feed it, and if they have kids, he gets a portion, he gets a chelik of the kid, the kid belongs to him. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a couple of him over the chavim, the yod, and now it gives birth, you have a bechor. The lochers, first of all, mala noise bishavyev. We have to see how much it's worth, how much is this uber worth, mala nola bishavyev, the noise in chatsi dom of the kain, you have to give half of the money to the kain. In other words, the vice says, there's a din de rabbonin. And she says, mala shom v'noise chat dom of the kain, avgdusha zaguf loy kodish li korul mezbeach, ho v'chetz over the chavim. It is according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that you chayv in a bechor, but we have shutras for the guy. The pshat is only your half that has a din bechor, not the other half that belongs to the guy. So over here the case is that the Jew gets shutras, gets half of the uber. So therefore we have to see is how much the uber is worth, how much the kid is worth, and half of the worth has like a din bechor that the Jew has to give it away to the kain. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Even though the shutras for the guy, your half of the bechor, you have to give it to the kohen, the money you have to give to the kohen. Now, let's say the Jew gives away his cow to a guy to work, and then the guy doesn't get a half of the uber. So afa pi shenu rishu, even though he's not allowed to do it, so clearly courts of Yehuda, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give away your porah to the guy in order that he'll have a shutfis in the uber. So even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you did do it, we make a knas that you have to buy it back. You're going to have to buy back this uber from the guy, even if he charges you 10 times the amount it's worth. There's a knas that since you did an aver of selling it to the guy, you're going to have to buy it back from him, even though it's worth, he's charging you 10 times more. Yeah. Now, the nice thing called dom of the kain, but the value of the uber, you're going to have to give to the kain. It's still a shalom. What is to give the whole value? The chorus only have to give half of the value. But I call upon him and says clearly, yeah, you have to give to the kain. Why? Because that's a beauty sheet. Even though you have shutras for the guy, your half is still chayiv in the din of a bechor. But with what the kash? It says over here that if a Jew gives his cow to a guy, he's not allowed to do that. But Kabbalah says afa pishen rishoy. So if you this clearly, you're not allowed to do this. Now, what's the case talking about? How are you giving away the cow to the guy that he works with it? And he gets the kids that come out, the uber, he gets So what's the case? So Mora says, my love isn't the case. Ha'uba, Rashi says, my love, when it says,